Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another amazing episode on the silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. Don't forget to make dua for the Ummah as well. When you are making dua for yourself, for your family, for your community, make dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal that He grants the Ummah relief and cure from any type of sickness, and of course, protection against the oppressors. Well, today we are talking about the authority of the chosen one, the authority of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. So stay tuned for this wonderful discussion. Before that, the beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make some good intentions. And Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to this silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, insha'Allahul Kareem. Time is fast and life is short. What matters is the now, is the present. So every day, let's do ourselves a favor and reconnect to the glorious Quran. Let's read the Quran. Start with three verses as advised by Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Aliyah, with the English translation from Kanzul Iman, the English commentary from Miftahul Ihsan. Try to read an abundance of salawat, Durood Pak. Make istighfar, make sincere tawbah. Renew and refresh your iman. Seek knowledge of deen from authentic sources and practice upon it. Learn a dua for the day. Learn and practice the sunnah. Be punctual with the daily salahs and perform them properly. Fulfill rights of others. Keep your tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obey Allah and His Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. These things are going to help us in this world, in the grave, and on the day of judgment as well, insha'Allah al-Kareem. The final Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, our Master sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, there are no two servants who love each other for the sake of Allah, who meet one another, shake hands, and send blessings upon the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except that their past and future sins are forgiven before they part ways. So get into the habit of reciting Durood Sharif. When you meet another Muslim, shake hands. While shaking hands, read Durood Pak. This is for the removal of past and future sins. Don't waste your short, precious life in things that have no true benefit. Let's be smart, intelligent and wise, and plan and prepare for the grave and the hereafter. Let's listen to a beautiful kalam and we'll continue with this discussion regarding authority of the chosen one sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين وثاق عليه محمد سيد الكونين وثاق عليه والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العمامي مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان ذي الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة وحسن خاتمة يا مبدي النعم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم واغفر لي قارئ
واغفر لي سامعيها واغفر لي قارئيها واغفر لي سامعيها سألتك الخير يا ذا الجود والكرم
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم MashaAllah Azawajal, I'm sure you enjoyed that beautiful kalam. You can find more kalams like this on YouTube by visiting Dawat Islami's official page called Naat Production. Many beautiful kalams by different reciters as well. May Almighty Allah take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif, time and again. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal, the final prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, our master sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has been granted with great authority by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, he has been granted unimaginable authority and status by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam himself has declared, when the day of judgment arrives, people shall gather. They will present themselves before Adam alayhi salam, and they will say, please intercede for us before your Lord. He will reply, I'm not for this task. I am not the one for this task. Go to Ibrahim alayhi salam, because he is Khalilullah. The people shall go to Ibrahim alayhi salam, who shall say to them as well, I am not the one for this task. Go to Musa, for he is Kalimullah. The people will go to Musa alayhi salam, who will say the same thing. I am not one for this task. Go to Isa, because he is Ruhullah and Kalimatullah. When the people arrive to Isa alayhi salam, he will say to them, I am not one for this task. Go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and then the people, they shall come to me, and I will say, I am the one who shall intercede. I shall then seek permission from my Lord Azza wa Jal, and I shall be granted permission. Allah shall place such praises in my heart which are not yet present in my knowledge. I will glorify him with these words. I will bow before my Lord. It will then be said, Ya Muhammad, irfa' ra'sak, wa qul yusma' lak, wa sal tu'ta, wa shfa' tu shaffa'. O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raise your head, speak, and it shall be heard. Ask, and it shall be granted. Intercede, and your intercession shall be accepted. I shall then say, Ya Rabbi, Ummati, Ummati. Oh my Lord, my Ummah. It shall be said, make your way and extract from your Ummah anybody who has faith in their heart equal to a seed of barley. This refers to them, whoever is in the hellfire, to be taken out from there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues, I shall go and extract them upon my return. I shall praise my Lord Azza wa Jal with those praises and prostrate before him. Again it will be said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raise your head, speak, and it shall be heard. Ask, and it shall be granted. Intercede, and your intercession shall be accepted. I shall say again, Ya Rabbi, Ummati, Ummati. O my Lord, my Ummah, my Ummah. It shall be said, make your way and extract from the hellfire anybody from your Ummah who has even a mustard seed of faith in their heart. I shall go and bring them out, take them out. I shall return, praise my Lord with those praises and prostrate before him. Again it will be said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Raise your head. Speak and it shall be heard. Ask and it shall be granted. Intercede and your intercession shall be accepted. And again I will say, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ummati. Oh my Lord, my Ummah, my Ummah. Allah Azza wa Jal shall declare, make your way. And whoever has faith in their heart, even less than a mustard seed, you are to remove them from the fire. I shall go and do exactly this. A great scholar of Islam, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, rahmatullah ta'ala, he writes that, remember, you and I, we were unable to praise Allah Jalla Jalaluhu on our own until we were taught to do so by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our praise of Allah Azza wa Jal, it only happens because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us how to do this. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taught how to praise Allah Azza wa Jal by who? By Allah Azza wa Jal himself. And therefore, we have the term Nabiyul Ummi, the unlettered prophet. What does it mean? Some who have a lack of understanding of the Sharia, of this term of Nabiyul Ummi, they misinterpret it because of a lack of knowledge and understanding. And na'udhu billahi min dhalik, they use the word illiterate and they emphasize that, oh, he could not write, he could not read. But of course, this is not the meaning of it. This is a made-up meaning from yesterday, from recently. In reality, the meaning of Nabiyul Ummi is that prophet who was not taught by any person. Why? Because he was taught by Allah Azza wa Jal himself. He had no teacher in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because the creator himself has taught him. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught him, has granted him authority in both the worlds. Here we're talking, this narration is reserved for the hereafter, the afterlife. It is going to take place, not even in the future of this world. When this world and these universes are annihilated, are over, are finished, and then when we are resurrected, we come back to life. Every single person. This is going to take place on the day of judgment, the day of accountability, the day of justice, of true justice. You know, one of the names of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Ahmad, which means the one who praises and extols profoundly. In that prostration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a distinctive manner, because those praises will only be taught to him sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment. And when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam reaches to Muqam al-Mahmud, the station of praise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will praise him in a way that no one else can praise Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name is Muhammad, the one who is praised continuously, who is praised immensely. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the authority given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will remove, will extract, will take out sinners from the hellfire. Can you see, can you imagine the incredible lengths that he will go to for his ummah? Today, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he wanted to, if he were to attend a gathering or a mawlid or a gathering of dhikr, what is wrong with that? He's been given authority. If somebody has a problem with this, it means he has a problem with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granting this ability, this capability, this authority to do so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the possessor of grandeur and honor and granted him unimaginable authority on Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, when the sun will be so close, right above our heads, and we will be forced to stand bare feet on searing copper earth. Humanity, mankind will be running from their brothers, their sisters, their spouses, their parents, their children, because each one is going to be preoccupied with their own plight. What is going to happen to me? Sinners will be drowning in their own sweat on such a severe day. Such a terrifying day. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be restless. Why? To save the sinful members of his ummah. from the punishment of hell. He will seek that permission from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal to continuously intercede for the Ummah, for you and I. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the authority of intercession. In fact, He will open the doors of intercession. His authority is not limited to this world only. It's not limited to when He was physically here on the earth amongst the people. Even now His authority is there. And even on the day of judgment, His authority is there. But we all know this. Just to emphasize on it, that this authority is granted to him by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, the Most Merciful. So there's no chance of having any misunderstandings or misinterpretations. It's only those people who follow the wasawis and evil whisperings of shaitan that come up with funny ideas. Like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not read and write, and na'udhu billahi min dhaliki was illiterate. And they give the wrong meanings, wrong connotations when it comes to terms like Nabiul Ummi. It simply means that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had no human teacher. That's it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself was his teacher. There's no doubt that the creator and the master of the entire universes is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every single creation needs Him. Nothing exists outside of His control and authority. He is the supreme authority. And yet, out of His grace, out of His mercy, He has granted His special servants, such as the Prophets alayhi wasallam, the saints, rahimahumullah ta'ala, different levels of jurisdiction and authority, depending on their rank. To understand this, know that whoever possesses any type of Islamic rank is granted authority according to that rank. So the Prophets والسلام, they are revered, they are respected, they are sacred personalities. They have the highest status from amongst the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So their miracles, their perfections, their powers, their capabilities bestowed upon them are superior and elevated above those of others. Subhanallah. And of course, amongst them, who holds the highest of ranks? Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every Muslim knows this. So the powers and authorities of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam surpass. It surpasses all the other Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. Almighty Allah has also described the authority of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout the Quran Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, verse 65, so dear beloved Prophet, by your Lord, they will not become believers until they make you a judge in that which they dispute among themselves, and do not find within their hearts any unease regarding that which you decide, and wholeheartedly accept the prophetic judgment. Surah At-Tawbah tells us in verse 29, perform the defense of the deen against those who do not believe in Allah and the last day, and those who do not forbid that which Allah and His Messenger have forbidden. Surah Al-Hashr tells us, so clearly, whatever the Messenger grants you, take it. And whatever he forbids you, refrain from it. Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 36 mentions, it is not for a Muslim man nor a Muslim woman that when Allah and His Messenger decide a matter for them, that they have any right concerning their matter. Subhanallah. The great Shaykh, the great scholar, Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, mentions that from this it is evident, it is clear that obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is obligatory in every matter. In the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nobody has any authority even over themselves. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has more rights over us than we do over ourselves. Dear viewers and listeners, look how Allah has granted such vast powers and authority upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even in matters between Muslims, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a judge, he's an authority. And obedience to him is mandatory. It is compulsory. Similarly, he has been given the power to command whomever he wishes with whatever he desires and to forbid whatever he wishes whenever he wishes. We need to ask ourselves certain questions. The way that I live my life, is it in accordance to what the Quran teaches, what my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam teaches, or is it in accordance to pleasing the people, to caving into societal pressures, or am I bowing down to my nafs, my opinions, my thoughts, my desires? Am I truly a slave of Allah Azza wa Jal and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or have I become a slave of the people? That I live my life to please the people. I'm a people pleaser. Is that who I am? And to please my desires, my nafsul ammara, subhanallah Azza wa Jal. These are serious things we need to question ourselves about. Not looking left and right and he and she and judging everybody else but ourselves. That's foolishness. That I don't take out the time to look at my flaws, my defects, my sins, my shortcomings, so that I can work on rectifying myself. The great Hanafi jurist, Mufti Amjad Ali Azami, rahmatullah ta'ala, he says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the categoric delegate of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the entire universe has been placed under his disposal, meaning his authority. Whatever he wishes, he may do. Whatever he wishes, he may give. Whatever he wishes, he can take back as well. And this is for the entire universe. Nobody can oppose his command, since the entire worlds, the universes, is subject to his rule, and he follows the command of none but Allah Azza wa Jal. He is the master of mankind, the hero of humanity, and those who don't recognize him as their master, they are in loss. They are deprived of the sweetness of the sunnah, of the sweetness of Iman. Today we see people, many people, saying just anything, doing anything, looking at anything, listening to anything, without a care in the world. How many? Yeah, it's so sad. Now, Muslim families, how especially youngsters behave, because their minds have been conditioned, programmed. Through the entertainment industry, through the social media influences, the mind has been programmed. So they behave in a certain way. Just a couple of days ago, I had a counseling session with the father, brought in his two sons. And these were big boys, teenagers. One was 19 and the other was around there, so almost 20. And if you could have seen the behavior, it's sad. As I'm asking that, what seems to be the problem? When I ask the son, the one son that is giving the main problems, he looks at me and he says that, I have no idea why I'm sitting here. I don't have any issue. When you ask the father, his behavior is erratic. From the last few weeks, he's scolding me and his mother. He raised his hand to myself, to his mother and the other brother. When the youngster heard this, immediately he stood up in front of everybody and he says, this is my cue to leave. And he left the office. So I tried to give some encouragement that this is a problem that we are facing in too many of our homes, Muslim homes, where youngsters, teens, adolescents, even those in their 30s and who are turning 40, in the early 40s especially, it's a problem that we are seeing that has increased. That physically, the maturity is there. Mental maturity has yet to be reached. There's no responsibility, being a responsible grown-up. Accountability is not there. Some of them are still trapped in gaming and neglect their family members, neglect their children, their spouses. Our deen doesn't teach us this. What a waste of precious time. And before you know it, time is gone. My kids are now grown up. I missed the milestones of my child. I didn't bond with my child. I did not create a healthy relationship with my child. One of the parents told us, or one of the concerned family members said, this young man, not so young, I'm talking about like late 30s, early 40s, that when he comes home, the children are now big. So I'm talking about 13, 14, 15, around there. They don't want to sit with him because he has no time. He never gave them time. Even currently, he doesn't give them any time. He's more interested in what? His phone. And games as well. Online games. That's his way of what he says, like releasing the stress. No talking. The children got work, madrasa work, homework, schoolwork. He's not interested. Doesn't help at all. And even the person was saying the kids are so terrified of even asking the father for help. Because when they ask, Abba, can you just help me with this? Can you explain this to me? He starts screaming and shouting. Can't you see I'm relaxing over here? You're disturbing me. Better I didn't come home. So the mental maturity for many people, many grown-ups, hasn't set in as yet. Being the responsible parent, taking accountability, creating an Islamic environment, healthy relationships between the spouses with the children. The kids now, what are they going to do? They're going to find that attention. There is clearly an attention deficit in many homes. They will find that attention outside the home with their friends. They'll be more comfortable being with their friends. And if this continues in this trajectory, you will find those youngsters, those kids who are becoming 18 and 19 and 20, they just want to run out of the house because there's no sukoon in the home. There's no harmony in the home. There's no connection with the parents. There's a connection with the friends. Let's watch a short clip and we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, every person loves that he should have those qualities which are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And which are those qualities? What qualities does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like in a person? Let us listen from a beautiful narration. Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he is that sahabi who is amongst the Ashara Mubashara, those 10 sahaba kiram who were given the glad tidings in this world that they are jannatis, subhanallah. Every sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a definite jannati, and that is our aqeedah, alhamdulillah. But these 10 sahaba ikram were given the glad tidings by the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, subhanallah. So one day, Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was tending to his animals, and his son Umar bin Sa'ad arrived and he asked, O beloved father, you are here tending to your camels and goats, whereas people are discussing the issues of Khilafat, of Caliphate. So hearing this, Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu lovingly struck his hand against the chest of his son and he said, Uskut, be quiet. I heard the final Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stating, Inna Allaha yuhibbul abda taqiyya al-ghaniyya al-khafiyya. Allahu Akbar. Allah indeed loves a servant who is righteous, independent and hidden. Means he likes to keep himself hidden away from the fame and from the sight of people, subhanAllah. These three qualities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves in a person. Let's all make intentions that inshallah azza wa jal we will try our level best to adopt and instill these three beautiful and beloved qualities in our personalities and our lives. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. There is always something to learn in this beautiful, fragrant, madani environment of Dawud Islami. Be punctual with the weekly sunnah-inspired ijtima. Travel with the qafilas. Enroll in one of our classes or courses, online or on-site, face-to-face. Read the weekly booklet or listen to the audio booklet. Read the weekly or the monthly Faizan-e-Madina magazine. Fill out daily. Daily fill out your nek a'mal, pious deeds. This will help you greatly. If any person any Muslim out there sincerely wants to reform themselves, believe me, Nek A'mal, pious deeds, is a great helper. What a beautiful program it is, where you are constantly reminding yourself what you need to do, how to prepare for the grave and the hereafter on a daily basis. Because there's daily questions that you're going to ask yourself, weekly, monthly, yearly questions as well. Don't forget to get involved in the activities of Dawood Islami, not just yourself, your whole family, your children especially. Be part of the success of Dawood Islami, as it is a support structure for us in this day and age of mass fitna, mass confusion. Monitor your kids. Whom are they listening to? What are they reading? What material? Online, via social media. What are they watching? Because whatever they are watching, whoever they are watching and listening to, that individual is trying to influence them, is trying to teach them something. And most of the influences out there, they're no good. They have other agendas. Mostly they are paid agents to create confusion in our lives. The noble Rasul sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, for him, the entire earth is his property. All of paradise is his dominion, and the sovereignty of the heavens and the world is under his command. The keys of paradise and the hellfire have been placed in his blessed hands. Sustenance, goodness, and every kind of blessing are distributed only from his court. The world and the hereafter is but a portion of what he gives. The sanctions of Islamic law have been placed in his hands so that he may declare lawful whatever he wills, and he may forbid whatever he wills, and excuse whatever he wills as well. And all of this is granted to him by Allah Azza wa Jal. All of these authorities have been given by the supreme authority, who is Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cares for this ummah, wants to create ease for this ummah. And so whatever he ordered, he commanded, he taught, is in reality for the ease of this ummah. If something is obligatory for the entire ummah and neglecting it is sinful, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could, by his special authority given by Allah azza wa jal, allow specific individuals to even refrain from that. Likewise, if something is forbidden for everybody, Allah Azza wa Jal's messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam could make it permissible for some of them. Let's give an example. We all know that there is no doubt in this, that every single Muslim is obligated to perform the five daily salahs. To deny this is disbelief, and to intentionally miss even one is a major sin which can take one to the hellfire. So there's two different things here. One is to deny, to reject. I don't need to perform salah. I don't regard it as fard, as compulsory, as obligatory. This is kufr. That's disbelief. But one out of laziness and heedlessness doesn't perform salah, that's a major sin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly told us there are five salah in the day and night. In a remarkable instance of his authority, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted the request of a sahabi, of a companion, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and allowed the sahabi to leave three salahs, which meant he only performed two salahs for the day. As it happened, the companion was not yet Muslim at the time and said that he would accept Islam upon the condition that he only performs two salahs a day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of his authority, accepted this, he allowed this. And it should be noted that this concession was specific to that sahabi, to that companion, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Nobody else can skip a single salah without a valid excuse as determined by the Islamic law. So this was specific to this companion, and the one who issued this, who gave this allowance, was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of his authority. Like this, there are so many other examples. You see, you and I, we need to study the seerah. Study it and you will learn so much. It's unreal regarding the status, the reverence, the love, the compassion, the affection, the concern of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's so much to learn from just studying the seerah. But take the next step and implement. Implement his sunnah. One at a time. And don't keep it to yourself. Spread it amongst your family members as well. Your kids, your spouse, your parents, your siblings, your children. Encourage it. Always encourage it. Don't force. Rather, with love, with kindness, explain the benefit of practicing upon the sunnah. It pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It pleases Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah al-kareem, you will see how your home develops into a home of harmony. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.